News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
It's you, not the universe, causing your bad fortune. So says Helen Coffey, senior writer for the Times of London. She joins us now. Helen, actually, just start maybe by telling us about this lucky girl syndrome, what it is, what exactly it is.
Sure. Just quickly want to say I work for The Independent, not The Times. But
sincere apologies.
No problem. So lucky girl syndrome is this idea that it kind of got a lot of viral traction on TikTok over the last year or so, that if you say, I'm so lucky, my life is amazing, everything always seems to go my way, if you kind of keep saying those things over and over again, that the very act of saying it means you will start to become more fortunate or your life will start to become better. That's the kind of theory anyway, through this power of positive thinking and almost manifestation.
Okay, do you agree with it?
You know what? I agree with parts of it up to a point. I think just saying things isn't going to magically change your life, but I think there, at its core, is something in the idea of if you start to want to see the good in things, then you will start to see it. So if you see your life through this lens of negativity, like nothing ever goes my way, my life is bad, I'm really inherently unlucky, then you will filter your life through that lens. So everything bad that happens confirms your opinion that your life is, you know, is blighted by bad luck. Anything that good that happens, you might not even notice because you're in this negative headspace. Whereas if you start to really be looking at, right, where are all the good things that are happening? Oh, that's a piece of good luck. You know, I got a parking space, or I got money off when I went to the supermarket. You know, however small it is, if you're seeing it through that lens, actually you will start to feel like your life is filled with positivity and good luck.
So it's kind of glass half full rather than glass half empty.
Exactly. It's sort of dressing up optimism, I guess, as often happens on TikTok. We take quite, you know, basic or old established ideas and give it a jazzy new name. But these probably aren't new ideas. You know, it's not revolutionary to say if you start thinking positively about things, or even as simple as it really relates to kind of daily gratitude, like looking for the things you can be grateful for in life, that you will start to have a better outlook on life and feel like you're luckier and that life is better.
Okay, so I'm guessing by what you said, you don't go as, you know, this concept of manifesting, if you believe in something and want it and wish for it, it'll happen. I'm guessing you're not going that far.
Well, there's a grain of truth in all these things, because you won't have things happen just by believing them, right? But if you really believe something, you will start to be able to take steps to make it happen. So, for example, if you really believe, right, I could be a CEO of my own company, I really, really believe that deep down, well, that belief might take you to, like, actually set up your company and start making contacts and networking, getting clients and doing the things you would need to make it happen. Now, it's not the belief itself that makes it happen, but that is like the springboard from which you will start to change your life.
Okay.
So I don't fully invest, but yeah, if you believe from the start you can't do something, then of course you never will, because you've already decided, haven't you?
Like,
there's no point in applying for the job.
I wanted to play centre midfield for Arsenal and the Republic of Ireland. That didn't happen. It didn't manifest like that. So I know the point you're making, that
it can set you on the road. There are obviously limitations to it.
Yeah, there were plenty of limitations in my case. So look, essentially it's about having a sort of a positive disposition, basically.
Yeah, so if you kind of, one of the tips is if you start every day by sort of counting 10 things that you have to be grateful for, it starts to kind of change your mindset, rewire your brain to look for what are all the great things I have that are already happening. And that in itself just will make you happier or make you more contented. There's kind of lots of evidence around the fact that being actively, intentionally grateful will make you a happier person. So even as simple as that, and then, you know, whether you're lucky or not is kind of irrelevant if you feel like you are, right?
Yeah, yeah, okay. No, wise words. Helen Coffey, senior writer for The Independent of London. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. What do you make of it, Ciara?
I kind of weirdly believe it, as in I always feel I'm very lucky, and therefore I kind of think that permeates my life.
Yeah, look, you know what? I was all set to go and have an argument with Helen there and say, oh, look, come on. It depends. So much depends on what your background and
like
your parents
like what you did with
that.
Me earlier.
Yeah. But she's saying something slightly different.
Well.
She's saying it is about positivity. And
that's what I think it is about.
Yeah, glass half full rather than glass half empty.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.